it's really cool to see all the different ways people can reinterpret it through different mediums and through different lenses and point of views, the way that they can take these puzzle pieces that already exist and create an entirely new puzzle. Hello there. It's time to sit down and put in those earbuds so as not to disturb the neighbors, because this is Off Book, a podcast about Broadway, movies, TV shows, and so many other new things. I am Mark Stouffer III.
And I'm Haley Briggs.
And I'm Ashley Zona. And today's episode is all about fan content and why it's a pretty complicated thing.
So my first thing when I heard we were going to talk about this was TikTok.
Yes.
I feel like TikTok has taken fan content to a whole another dimension at this point. To relate, so one thing I can think of is, so you guys are doing Beauty and the Beast for your musical.
Yes.
There was this TikTok account who did a series, quote unquote, a dramatic series based on a few people doing Beauty and the Beast as their musical. It was blue haired girl and all of that. I don't know if you guys ever saw. Okay, Ashley's seen it. Mark is looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'm uncultured. We know this.
And that was one of the things I thought of when I thought of fan content, because relating to Broadway at all, because she actually does theater and stuff. But
and all of TikTok came together to make a full fan musical based on Ratatouille, and that's definitely
good.
A thing that happened this year, or not this year, but in this past 3 years, it's felt like 1 year.
Yeah.
I honestly cannot believe that still happened.
That was entertaining.
I can't believe that it happened. I can't believe I got a professional reading that was full of celebrities. The star of Dear Evan Hansen was the lead. How? Of course, that just gets put on the public. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, that was really entertaining. And I was there through that whole process. I saw it from the beginning. Yep. And I feel very I don't know. I think it's really entertaining.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I think Mark and I first, when we first heard about it, we texted each other immediately. We're what is going on?
Basically.
Yeah.
Did any of you actually watch it?
I did. Watched that live stream thing.
I didn't get a chance to.
I think that the final product wasn't as good as it could have been. I think there were some things that they put in that weren't as good as some of the alternatives. The nature of that project meant that there were 8 different versions of every song that could have been in the show, and they could never use all of it. And I don't think they used the best of it. But I do think that what they put together was pretty cool. And the fact that there was, stuff in this TikTok musical that was, there was enough of it and there was enough good quality stuff that you could pick. And it was all going to be good, I think. Show, it's fans are good at what they do and stuff.
I think this is a huge joke, and all of a sudden somebody was like, "All right, let's do it," and they're like, "Wait, what?"
I mean, it started with one guy being like, "Hey, Ratatouille," but the musical, get it? And everyone's like, "Actually, yes."
Yeah. The biggest thing for me when I think of fan content is because me especially, I've been involved with this Star Wars fandom for so long, my entire life. And so you see all of these fan made films. One that is really prominent to me is I don't know, Mark, if you've heard of him at all, but Star Wars Theory.
Yes.
He came out with a Vader, movie now. And it's, I think it was, 20 minutes long or something. I'm not completely sure. But it was basically, his kind of headcanons about what happened with Vader and Palpatine and stuff like that after Revenge of the Sith. It was completely his own imagination, but cool. I thought it was super, super cool because it was super, super well made. If you look at some fan content.
But no, I know what you're talking about. There's people literally make accounts for fan content at this point. going off your Star Wars example, because I've never seen Star Wars. Yep, it's a known fact. I've seen half of a movie and then I fell asleep. Harry Potter and Draco Talk or whatever they called it. That was a huge thing. That hashtag blew up so fast.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it definitely, like, fan content can either be, like, really good. There's two different spectrums, you know? I mean, I guess it's kind of, it's a spectrum, you know? You have the really good content, which I put, like Star Wars Theories video about Darth Vader. I think he's going to make it a series. And then I'd put Draco Talk at the bottom.
Okay, hold on. We're going to turn this into a little debate.
The thing that bothers me about Draco Talk was literally adult people were simping over Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, see, that's the bad part. But, that's, like, not so everything on weird. Draco Talk was technically, like, about Draco. It was, like, about the Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's true.
So, it wasn't all bad. Mark is sitting here reacting. Do you even know what we're talking about?
I know of it. I don't have TikTok because I actually have a social life.
You know, Mark, I don't want to talk about it.
It was just, it was good in the beginning because people were making, like, edits of, like, Draco and... you know, like, that was entertaining because they were good edits. But what got cringy was when people were making super heavy detailed POVs and it was, like, adult women and it was just, like, creepy.
Like, okay, it just got really that creepy. Part I definitely agree about. So I guess I'm leaning towards more, like, the Harry Potter fandom on TikTok.
Yeah.
But they, like, started up Draco Talk, that's why I brought it up. But, yeah, like, the edits were good. The people who, like, are, like, make stories and stuff are pretty cool. Like, the, like, series stories, I guess you could call them. Like, where they're acting out, like, something every, like, 60-second video or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see, like, what people can think of, because I certainly am not in... I'm not good. I'm not creative like that at all, and to see what people could, like, make up, especially in that way, I was like, wow. And anytime I see really good fan content, I'm just blown away, because whether it's a drawing or a story or anything, I'm like, yeah, there's no way I could even think of that.
I think there's an axis of a fan content, of fan content, because, you know, there's the x-axis, you've got the stuff that's bad and the stuff that's good, but you've also got the y-axis, I suppose, which is, like, how funny it is that it's bad, because there's some stuff that's really bad, but the fact that it's bad almost makes it better. And there's some stuff that is bad and also just bad, it's not fun to watch. And I think that there are some people that understand that you can be terrible, but so terrible that it's kind of good, and so they intentionally make things that are just garbage, but they're intentional garbage. And if the intentional garbage can be good, as long as you're intending to make garbage, I feel like I lost my train of thought here, but I think you know what I mean.
Like, I've seen a lot of, because I'm mostly on, like, Star Wars TikTok, like, that's where I reside most of the time, and so, like, I will, like, see so many edits and, like, stuff like that, and edits to me are really good fan content, because it's, like, they're just quick, they're entertaining, and it's just, like, a little section of the movie, or, like, you know, it's praising a character, well, not, like, praising a character, but it's, like, giving spotlight to a character, you know, and so I think those, like, that part of fan content is really entertaining to me, and another, like, part of fan content that I really enjoy are actually, like, this sounds weird, not the creepy stuff, not the Wattpad stuff, but, like, fan fiction.
Yeah.
But not, like, the gross fan fiction, but, like, actual, like,
the healthy
storyline. Yeah, like, I read one a while ago. I don't remember what it was called, but it was basically about Anakin and like what the person thought he was going, like, what he felt like, and it was in between, I think, Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. So it was kind of like the Clone Wars style, but it was only the perspective of Anakin. And, like, that is really entertaining because, you know, you can see what fans think, maybe, like, because everyone interprets characters differently. And so when you have these, like, fans writing stories about their favorite character and what they thought they were feeling in a moment, like, that is really entertaining to me and really cool, because you can see how each person interprets the character differently. And that is another part that I really, you know, like enjoy, because I like reading, obviously. Like, I've read a ton of the Star Wars books, which I guess you could call like fan fiction, I guess, because it's not completely canon, you know.
Right.
But I mean, some of them are, but a lot of the legends, like, that's like technically like fan fiction.
They're officially recognized, but not officially endorsed.
Yes, exactly. Like, those are the types of things that I like. Like, I've read a lot of legends, but that part is super, super entertaining for me specifically, because I love reading, and it's when it's about characters that I love, then it's, you know, like, I don't like reading like Wattpad story. Like, those are... I don't like those, but like the actual like storyline development, is what I enjoy.
It's cool to see these people reinterpret these characters and these stories and find new ways to tell those stories.
I will slight confession. I totally used to read Wattpad like all the time.
Oh no, Haley!
Haley, was it Harry Potter? Please, just kidding.
I think part of it was.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't think I've ever read
Wattpad. They were the good stories. They weren't like the weird stories. I promise they were like decent. They weren't weird.
All right.
I wasn't like the Your Name. Zone,
but apparently.
I see so many of those like memes on TikTok. Like the Your Name. Those like the stupid POVs.
See, I love that stuff.
That stuff, that is a part of fan content. That is so cringy. I can't. Like, that's the part I don't like. I don't like inserting myself as a character into the story. Like, that's weird. Like, I like reading about the characters themselves, not trying to insert myself into the storyline.
Yeah.
See, like, I sometimes like those, but it has to be like not weird, I guess, if that makes any sense.
That's fair.
Like, it's cool to think of yourself in like a different universe, quote unquote, but as long as it's not like extremely weird, then we're good.
Yeah.
I have a problem with the fan stories that will put themselves as the romantic interest of a character that is already definitely in a committed relationship. Like, why are you pretending to be like writing like full stories? I've had people send me stuff where I'm like, why are you okay? I guess if that's what you want to do with your Friday night, pretend that he's not real, but fine.
Yeah, like, and like, honestly, like, it's, yeah, no, because it's like, for me, I don't like messing up storylines.
Right.
So, like, when I read a Legends book and it has a different, like, outcome or whatever, like, it's, I don't like it. Yeah. Like, and that's what bothers me, like, that's kind of what makes me not, like, I'm not going to get into this, but that's what makes me not like the sequels, because it, like, a little bit changes the storyline. And, like, that's the part of me that I don't like. So, when there's a story trying to insert yourself into it, it's like, that's not how it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that. Like,
okay, you've changed my
romantic. Yeah, you're not the love interest of Anakin. Like, that's bad. That's a bad man. That's not going to change. Like, you can be, like, if you're inserting yourself as like a bat character, maybe one of his friends when he was a Padawan, like, that I don't mind. But if they try to like make themselves the love interest, you know what, you do you, but like, for me, I don't like that. So that's why, like, I don't know.
Something I think Mark will be pretty interested in, I don't know if he knows about this, for fan content, is people like to think of like theories and stories for after Disney movies end. So it's like, what comes next, basically.
Yeah,
I think those are pretty cool and creative, as long as you find like the really right fun. One.
Yeah.
Especially,
and like, I find like a lot of those on Facebook and like Reddit and Tumblr. Like,
Like, I see that a lot
come on Facebook or whatever, and I'll read them, and I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, like I see that one a lot with Marvel. Like, a lot of these like open ended things, like when we're not expecting like a second movie, like, and then we just get something like before. like, a lot of the, like, I hate going back to this, but this is, it's such a good example. But, like, before the sequels came out for Star Wars, it was just, like, blank, you know? Like, there was so much emptiness. It was just, like, it allowed for people to be creative and be like, well, maybe this is what happened. And, like, even after, like, and, like, the in-betweens, like, with Marvel, like, what happened in between, like,
I mean, what happened to 5 years during Endgame?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and what happened to the people that got blipped? Like, where did they go? You know, and so that's really interesting to me. Like, how people can, like, come up with that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it definitely allows for so much creativity.
Yeah.
And that's what's so, like, fun about fandoms is I feel like especially the nerdy ones, like Marvel Star Wars, there's so much creativity and so much, like, brain activity in, like, all these people. Like, if a new movie comes out of any of those universes, there's immediate theories.
Yeah.
Like, immediate.
And they're the most invested in making sure that they're good content. You know, they're not just get this clickbait. They're actually trying to put their work into something people are going to like.
Exactly. Like, when the Bad Batch came out, we all, because it gets, you know, Disney Plus starts releasing episode by episode.
Right.
So it's not like one big thing. And so after every episode, I would get on voice chat with my Discord, because I'm in a Star Wars Discord. Nerd.
Yes.
But we would get on voice chat and we would just be discussing the episode and, like, theories and what we think will happen. And I saw a lot of that. Like, it happens a lot with, like, Marvel and like Star Wars. Like, after every episode you see people making videos about what they think will happen and, like, theories, and it's just, like, constant discussion in the chat. And so I think that's really, like, fans are so creative in the ways that they can, like, think, because, you know, they study these things.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have watched Star Wars so many times that, like, I know, like, every little detail. Mm-hmm. And so it's like these fun little things, and that's where you can pick out storylines and, like, write, like, you see a character in the background and Star Wars fans will pick it out. They'll be like, I'm gonna write a book about this character.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the most random person ever, but, like, there's so much involved, and people, fans can just take that and create such amazing things with it.
And I think one of my favorite things is when fans are wrong, they'll write fan fiction, and then a movie will come out and completely destroy everything they've done. And, like, oh, I think I'm going to go rewrite that now. And, you know, they don't get mad at the movie because they recognize that they're not canon, but they can make it be canon. Or, you know, fit within the canon timeline. And I think that their ability to kind of go, okay, fair enough. Let me go change this. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, like, you can see how quickly they, like, edit these types of things. They're like, oh, I was wrong about that. I'm going to change it now to fit this narrative.
Every single Star Wars fan version changed after The Rise of Skywalker, because who could have predicted that?
Literally. Literally. Everyone's just like...
That's a topic for another time, but wow.
Yeah, and then there's people that I've seen that have written books or scripts of how they think it should have gone.
Yeah, which is almost better. Like, I don't want that. So instead of complaining on the internet,
I'm going to make
a better version
of it. You guys are talking about that.
What? Yeah, people do that. Talking about what?
Like, doing people how they write it, how they think it should have gone.
Oh, I do that.
I mean, we did a full episode on that during season one where we just said, here's how the Curse Trials should have gone. So
I rewrote the entire sequels for how I think.
I mean, we did an episode on that too. It just wasn't as in-depth.
So, wait, we did? When was that?
Okay, see, I remind it.
An episode on the sequel trilogy, and we talked, I think, about The Cursed Child, but that was like 8 years ago. So.
Oh, yeah. I did do that as well.
It was very, very high level, but we did talk about it.
We did talk about that.
I think it's more so, like, if they come from books, I get more annoyed.
Oh.
Because it's like, the author obviously wrote this and put time and effort into it and you don't think it should be like that, like, no, don't even stop it. Bad.
I guess. Like, but at the same time, I think that a lot of these fan things aren't coming from a place of, oh, the author's terrible, and I hate this. You know, the Star Wars fans are the worst, but no offense. I'm also a Star Wars fan. We're the worst of fans. But that I think that a lot of times it's not, you know, I hate the author. It's just, I disagree. Let me show you what I mean. I think a lot of times, not always, but I think a lot of times it comes from, I just really like this thing, and here's how I think these characters could have been used better.
Yeah. Like, Star Wars fans come at you with war and hate. Like, it's like, if they think you're wrong, you're wrong. Like, it's just how it is. But yeah, that's how it is with the Star Wars fandom. So when they were so mad with the sequels, so many people did that. They were like, this is not how this should have gone. I'm going to write a short film about how it really should have been.
Yeah.
And then they do. And then they put it on the internet. And I didn't put mine on the internet because I was like, you know what? There's no point because there's so many out there. But like, it's just, you know, when you like, fans are so hard to please sometimes, though, is another thing. And so, you know, if you don't do the right, if you don't do one thing, they get mad. But if you do it, but do it not the way they wanted, they get mad. So,
You just kind of described the whole entire, like, very hardcore Marvel fandom for me, because if it's not the way of the comics, it's not worth it.
But if it is the way of the comics, it's also not worth
it. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Comics are...
I'm just happy to be there.
I'm just happy to be there. But, like, that's like one thing, because like Star Wars doesn't really, they wrote comics after, but it wasn't based off comics.
Right.
And so when there's no storyline to follow, but there was, you know, because George Lucas had that plan for 12 movies, and the company who shall not be named, deleted it and was like, no, we're not going to do that. And so I think that's the part that made Star Wars fans the most mad, and made them want to create their own content, so then they can have their mind at ease. Right. They'll be like, I'm not going to watch those movies, I'm going to watch my own because I like these better. So
I don't like that song, let's change the station.
I was saying, linking back to the whole topic, it's like, it's good as long as it's not like overly aggressive. So like when I think of overly aggressive fans, I think of nowadays Harry Potter. Back in like maybe 5 years ago, it wasn't as bad. But Marvel has to be my number one. Marvel has to be my number one aggressive like fandom because of how accurate they want it to be to the comics, and or because that's how they want to be. Like when the whole new Spider-Man movie came out, I still haven't seen it, but I've seen a lot of spoilers. So at this point, I feel like I've seen the movie.
True.
I just remember they wanted certain things to happen, and people were literally saying, if this does not happen, I will not go see the movie. So it's like, why would you say that when you've been dedicated to this like universe or fandom or whatever for years, and all of a sudden, because if you don't want, you want one little minuscule thing to happen, you're not going to go see it? Like, what?
Yeah. Like for me, definitely like, the Marvel fans are so like aggressive, and like there's so much toxicity when it comes to like I know, because Haley, I know you, like you've never really interacted with the Star Wars fandom, but they are downright some of the most toxic people you'll ever meet. And so, like, Mark's shaking. Mark's just like...
Despite, like, Marvel being so bad, they make some really good fan content.
They do.
Like, they're probably one of my favorite in that category because it's so good, because they're so dedicated. But at the same time, it's like, it can be really bad because they put it the way they want it to be. So it's like, okay, it's like, that's not how it's supposed to be, but, you know... But, like, fan content 100% can be how you want it to be. Like, it's literally fan content. Like, that's the definition. It's like, a fan is creating it.
Oh, really?
And that's,
Thank you, Haley.
Yeah, and that's where I was kind of like going with that. I was like, there's so much aggression and anger within these like fandoms that they create some of the most amazing things with all that pent up anger.
They pressure each other into making good stuff.
You know, yeah. Like, if they see something wrong, then they're like, no, that's not right. And then they change it. And so it can be the most amazing thing. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it can definitely be a good thing, but also creepy and weird.
Not entirely. Something that's always fascinated me are the fan trailers that people will make. I made one of those two years ago. And it was like the third video on my entire YouTube channel. And it somehow got like 4,000 views. And I don't know how that worked. It wasn't that good. But I really loved all in doing research for that. There were a bunch of people that all made stuff. And I'm like, there's like so many different versions of how we could look. And a lot of people are taking, this movie exists. You can't change the movie, but you can do so many things with just the footage that exists, and you can make your own plot lines, and you can make trailers for movies that aren't out yet, and movies that don't exist, and kind of create something just based on one movie that already exists.
Yeah, I agree. That's another super cool thing. I love watching fan-made trailers. They throw me off because I think they're real.
Right.
But
I got so many comments. It's fake! Yeah, yes, it says in the title, it's a fan trailer. Leave me alone. It's not real.
But some of them are so amazing and they're so realistic.
Some people do full-on VFX themselves. I'm like, how do you do that, sir?
Yeah. Like, I think I saw one for, I saw one for Spider-Man before it came out.
Yeah. There were a lot of those.
It was good. I was like, whoa.
I saw a couple. I'm like, is this real? Okay. I feel like that's not, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them for sequels that, like, are obviously not happening, but they look so real that it's like, wait a second,
yeah, like non-existent happening? Yeah, non-existent movies that are never.
That's what I did. I did the Back to the Future 4, and it's hard to create a movie that doesn't exist with movie footage that also doesn't exist. But it's also a lot of fun. You know, you can create something that you get to craft whatever narrative you want, and you get to. It's like, okay, I only have this footage, so how can I craft something out of almost nothing? And I think that people can create such cool, because mine wasn't good, but there are really good ones. And I think the fact that people can make such good stuff out of almost nothing is really cool.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, I've seen one thing that I know Haley might know about this, but there has been so many. So there's a section of Harry Potter, and there's people called the Marauders, you know?
The Marauders.
So fans will
I love take, my lives.
Yeah, fans will take
Haley, people. They're not real, they're fiction. We've been through this.
It's fine, Mark. But people will take like clips from different films and kind of make like a character out like the young Marauder. You know, like I've
said. Okay, actually, I know exactly what you're talking about, but that also leads me to another point of there is a group of people on TikTok that do a series called The House of Black.
Oh,
Ashley knows what I'm talking about, and so it's actually like the backstory of like the family of like Sirius Black and everybody else. And it's I've only like watched like a couple of TikToks about it or whatever, but so cool. Like the amount of effort they put into that is insane.
Yeah, like these are crazy.
Like this is like there's cameras. Like they literally go to different locations. Like it's like a full on like film experience.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I think fans are just some of the most creative people ever. They're the most angry sometimes, but I think they're really, really quite amazing. You know, like you have so much, I mean, people spend like a lot of their time just like rewatching their favorite movies from whatever fandom they enjoy. And it can spark so much creativity. Like I have so many drafts of like little stories that I've written about like Marvel and Star Wars and Harry Potter. And like, they're just so entertaining to reread, you know? And it's like, it's cool. Cause they're like, it'd be cool to have this type of thing published. Like it's not canon, but you know, it's like, it's legends and it's super, it's really, really cool. And, I really enjoy most fan content. Some of it is still strange, but majority of it I think is very good and really, really entertaining.
I agree.
And now it's time to keep the lights on. Turn the lights on. Today's episode is brought to you by this year's anti-copyright infringement seminar in the Rockies. Because just like fan content reinterprets popular stuff, I am going to reinterpret an ad from season 3. If you've written a super popular new musical, movie, or TV show, it's very likely that a lot of people are going to create something based on it.
Alexander Mandelson, Infinity War the Musical, Luke the Son of Anakin, COVID Will Be Back, Dear Anastasia, the election of 2016, and that's just the song parodies alone. It's easy to think that the only way to stop people from making fan content is to make your stuff bad, but that's simply not true.
Find out exactly how to write something that's so good that people can't possibly reinterpret it by signing up for this year's anti-copyright infringement seminar in the Rockies, where we'll learn from the works of Sondheim, the movie Avatar, which, despite the fact that Haley doesn't like it, is widely regarded as a good movie, and much more.
Tickets start as low as $56 and can be found on the Anti-Copyright Infringement Seminar official website. Obligated Corporation, Total Deal Company, are not making up this bit. They come from schools, ready to say this, fan content, continue to the substance, much of the evidence, as far as he knows. Fan content, what do you call the show? I think my biggest problem with fan content is it is technically illegal because its fair use allows you to use copyrighted materials as long as you're using them in a transformative way. And fan content generally isn't. It's not like using it for educational purposes. It's not using it for any sort of, you know, reinterpretive manner. It's just kind of like using the character Darth Vader as a character in their thing, which means it is not allowed by copyright law, which I think is dumb. So copyright law, come at me. Change.
Wait, like, so yeah, people, but also, you're dumb. If people write books and publish them, but they're not published under Lucasfilm or like Disney, that's illegal?
I mean, I think I understand trying to make money from it, because that is, you know, you're making money from somebody else's characters and stuff, that's not allowed. But, you know, even something like, you know, the musical mashups and stuff, someone will put combined The Room Where It Happens with Say No to This, and it was really good, but it's not allowed because they don't want either one of those songs. It's like, who cares? No one's making money from this. Chill out. Because technically, under copyright law, you're not allowed to use anybody's copyrighted material unless you get permission from the copyright holder. And we don't, because Illuminati Brand is not going to respond to my mail. So, you know, I have to do that asking you first, but that means that my mashup of all the songs is technically illegal because I don't own it. He didn't give me the rights to use it. So unless I pay him royalties, it's illegal. But also, so none of the cares.
If someone to write Star Wars books, it would have to be under Disney. Like, they would have to get the rights from Disney.
I know Disney has actually sent like cease and desist letters to certain.
I know they have. Of course they have.
They, like, to certain things, I can't think of a specific example. I just know that it's happened because they've created things that is, like, under Disney. So they sent a cease and desist letter to say that you have to take this content down and you cannot reproduce it.
Yeah. Which, like, on the one hand, I get, because you are technically infringing a copyright and, it, you know, you're making money. You're not. And I understand, kind of, but also, like, who cares if I'm mashing up a song from In the Heights and a song from Heathers? Please don't. That'd be weird. But who cares? Let me do this. I'm clearly not going to be making studio level music.
Exactly.
I'm making, like, it for my audience on Twitter. Leave me alone.
But I think either way, like, I think that creations are just going to get more prevalent, and especially as like certain things. So like the new Disney movie that came out, there's already like tons of fan creations on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like people have like, this is what my door would look like, or what this would be like my gift or whatever. And so like, I think that's, it's going to explode even more, especially with social media expanding.
I hate that I knew both of what movies you were talking about and you said door and gift. I need to stop watching Disney movies.
Well, I can't remember the name of it. I haven't seen it.
It's Encanto. I saw it last night.
That one.
Recently. Ashley, what do you have? 18 books.
These are all of my Star Wars books.
Oh, for and now sake. She's holding like 20 books.
That's a lot.
I have the entire series. I have the entire series, like movies 1 through 7, and then multiple others. And now I'm wondering if some of them are illegal.
I mean,
no, you're okay.
unless they were published.
I want to know.
Well, okay, here's the thing. If they were published by Lucasfilm or Disney or a subgroup of any of those that are owned by the company, then they're all good. If they were published by a fan in their independent publishing company, then they're all good. I have a feeling that all those books, because I don't think that any publishing company would let you publish a physical book that is illegal. There's more likely some e-books or something. But hey, it's mostly stuff that's on.
Well, I think this one you can get from Disney. So yeah. I think this one's fine.
Most books are fine. It's all the internet stuff that isn't allowed, because you don't have to go to any sort of publisher or anything. You just kind of go YouTube, upload, and you have illegal
content. These are all Lucas books. The entire series.
Most of the Star Wars books are allowed. They're just not canon.
Fan content. My thoughts. I think it can be very good, and it's a way for people to like have creativity, you know, and surround it. Because I know I enjoy writing about and like reading about my favorite fandoms. So
I do.
Yeah. So it's just. It's extra, not only that, but it's extra content for fans. Not only is it made by fans, but it's more content for fans. Like, I mean, like, both Marvel and Star Wars were silent for years. You know, like, especially Star Wars. Like, they're just, like, quiet. Like, I don't know, sorry. And so now, like, it was only up to the fans to kind of create content so they could still enjoy it, you know? Yeah. And so I think it's a way for people to have creativity, and it's a way for them to express their interpretations and stuff in a cool way.
Mm-hmm. And social media is definitely like the way that it's going to get a lot bigger. Like I was saying earlier with like the new Disney movie and the Spider-Man movie and everything else, it blew up because of social media. If we didn't have social media, fan creations would definitely be like probably 75% less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that healthy fan content, you know, is made out of appreciation for and not anger of the material, and that you actually put care into is really cool, and it's really cool to see all the different ways people can reinterpret it through different mediums and through different lenses and point of views, and the way that they can take these puzzle pieces that already exist and create an entirely new puzzle. I don't know how you did that, but that's cool.